Evening Live, the leader in internet talk radio. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive by the Vibe of Thrive. And if you're looking at me now, I got this like big old smile on my face. Benny's smiling. Charles is smiling. We're all smiling. Why are we smiling, Benny?
From ear to ear, 11-time World Series poker champion is joined and graced the Dr. Pat Show with us today. I'm beside myself, really. He would read me so quickly on how well I'm feeling right now.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no contest. He's like, I'm all in.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, Benny, he ain't got nothing. Look at him. He's got a smile. Forget
I'm all
about
in.
It.
They're all out.
I know, right?
Phil Helmuth joining us here today. Phil, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Thank you.
It's great to have you on air. And, you know, to just kind of, you know, listen, what is this like to listen to people like all giddy about you?
Well, I love it. I mean, I love it when people are enthusiastic and, you know, are fans, and it's really cool, you know. So, yeah, I like that.
Well, and, you know, one of the things that I wanted to talk with you about, I mean, you know, this is, of course, we're looking at who you are and looking at what you're doing. But, I mean, you know, this is what, the 20th anniversary of, you know, your first World Series of Poker Championship. You're the leading poker professional. And 19 plus, as Benny said, top poker players share how the stories of how they broke into the game in your book, Deal Me In. And in the book, Deal Me In, and you're featured in all of this. And one of the things that I wanted to ask you, does this seem surreal for you sometimes?
You know, what's crazy is that so many people come up to me on a daily basis and they say that I'm their idol or their all-time hero. And then that's something which you're like, wow, you know, you're honored by that. And you try to shake their hand and give them a little bit of energy because that's a cool thing for somebody to say. But you hear it so often that I have to really try to make an effort to, you know, I mean, I don't blow it off, but I mean, it becomes difficult because it is so surreal because people just stare at me everywhere I go and, you know, and they stop me, they ask for pictures. I mean, and autographs, it's really crazy. It's like, you know, being an A-lister right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a bit surreal. And I'll tell you, I like it about 70% of the time. And then maybe 30% of the time, I'm ready to just retreat to my suite, get a little sleep, you know.
Yeah, sometimes you hold them and sometimes you fold them, right?
But it's amazing. I mean, you know, I haven't had to wait in line at you know, any nightclub since 2003, or I don't have to wait in line at restaurants. There's, you know, I mean, it's pretty cool. You know, you go into a restaurant and, you know, they say, well, you can't get at this place for 3 months, and then, you know, and my assistant will call and say, well, Phil will need the reservation in an hour. And then they're, like, enthusiastic to have me on top of it. So it does get a little surreal, and but, you know, I think I deal with it pretty well.
Yeah,
I always
think
sign
you do
the
too.
Autograph.
I think you do, too. And I wanted to ask you, I mean, you know, there is a lot you're involved with. I mean, you're taking time out of a very busy schedule to join us here today. And so, obviously, you're motivated to tell a story. And I wanted to ask you to share that story with our listeners.
Well, it's pretty cool. I mean, what's exciting is we have this book out, and you can only get it at PokerBrat.com. And, you know, PokerBrat.com has my hats and my shirts and my clothing line, and that's really taking off. But now we have this book, and now we're getting sales, and we expect sales on another level. And it's called Deal Me In, and it's the story of the top 20 greatest poker players in the world, how they broke into the game. And I don't think that very many people could have done this book because you had to have all 20 players sign releases, you know, and I had to make everybody happy. And it's just so it's in their own words. It's just a really cool book. Daniel Negreanu wrote his own chapter. You know, some of the stories are so amazing. You have Phil Ivey, who, you know, is gambling $1 million or $2 million at craps in a single session now, and you think, wow, he's a little you know, he's out there, seems maybe a little bit reckless. But then you read a story, and he just worked his way to the top. He had a great work ethic and really good, great money management. And you're like, wow. And so and you're talking in some of the stories, you know, of how these people got to the top are just so interesting. You have people like Eric Seidel and Howard Letter and Annie Duke.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they came out of New York City. You have me out of Wisconsin. You have Doyle Brunson out of Texas. It is Texas Hold'em. You have, you know, one of the greatest internet players of our time out of, you know, New Jersey.
Yes.
Duan.
I know.
Sir. You have, you know, Devilfish who's stomping all over England and Wales and getting in fights, and his story's pretty entertaining. And then you have Annette, you know, Obestrat, who's not 21 yet, all right? But she won the World Series of Poker Europe when she was 18. She had $1 million in her account by the time she was 17. You know, these stories are just so wild, and it's in this book. It's all in this book, Deal Me In. It's not about strategy, but you learn a lot about what it takes to get from A to Z in the poker world in this book. And Deal Me In at PokerBrat.com.
Yeah, and I want to make sure that everybody knows that the website is PokerBrat.com. Just write that down, and you can go there, and you can find out more information about the book and the stories. And that's one of the things that I wanted to talk with you about, Phil. I mean, you know, there are misconceptions about poker players. And I shared a story with you earlier that, you know, when I was like 8 years old, we used to go to Joe Maggio's basement, and he had the roulette wheel, the poker, the chips, and the whole thing, and that's how I learned about poker. So I didn't learn it from a place of the way it's represented in the media. I learned it from a place of a couple kids hanging out playing some cool games. How did we get from a couple of kids hanging out playing cool games to this huge misconception we have about poker players? And that really became obvious on the Apprentice this year.
Well, I mean, you have to take what Joan Rivers says with a grain of salt. I mean, she's saying, you're a poker player. Well, I could just as easily have said, you're a comedian, you know?
You should have text messaged Annie on that.
Yeah, that would have been a great comeback line. You're a poker player. You're a comedian. Well, all right, you know, I mean, come on. I do think the one thing that I really disliked about Celebrity Apprentice, and I love that show, and I watched every minute of it, of course, Annie being, I mean, it seemed like the show was pretty rigged, and even at, you know, at the Apprentice website, the numbers came in, 87% said Annie should have won, clearly, so... And, you know, I mean, I don't know what was going on there, but I know this. I feel like Annie has perfect ethics and integrity.
Mm-hmm.
And in our business, this isn't business where you can do something wrong and move on to the next city or the next deal and not run into somebody again. This is poker.
Mm-hmm.
We remember, and so if you have perfect honor and ethics in our industry, it means that you've done everything right for 20 years. And Annie's really, whatever else you want to say about Annie, she's very highly respected as far as having ethics and integrity. And so I didn't like the fact that Joan was hinting around about ethics and integrity, and I don't know her story. So,
well,
you know, I don't know.
I agree with you. I mean, I don't know how you go from poker player to calling somebody white trash. I hate that term, by the way. You know, I really do. I don't know how we come up with some of these terms and how brutal we are to people here,
it's
Phil.
It's a cheap shot, really.
It's a huge...
You know, but poker's riding high, and you know, I mean, it's going to take some shots. We're like the number three watched sport in the world
right now.
In the country.
Amazing.
And I mean, you know, we've become big stars worldwide. I mean, if I go to Israel and land, you know, I'm going to get recognized walking up the street, you know, 10 times every street. And if I go to, you know, Russia, the same thing. And so it's really made us big, you know, stars. And I think that there's going to be some backlash there. And Joan Rivers led some of that backlash. And that's okay. We're in a heavyweight title fight here. And,
and honestly, think about it, Phil. I'm having the first poker party that I've had in 20 years. So you guys are doing something right. What do you think people will want to take away most from the book? What inspires you most, you know, about putting this book together, having this book here, and people getting it in their hands? Because there are many life lessons in these stories, by the way. You know,
oh,
this is a book about poker,
I mean,
but it's beyond that.
it's way beyond that. Yeah, it's very inspirational. And you see how people dealt with ups and downs.
Yep.
You know what I mean? I mean, Johnny Chan, 16 years old, has made money, you know, playing in Houston. And then he decides that, to, you know, playing poker at his parents' restaurant, and he decides that he wants to come to Vegas. And mm-hmm. so he shows up with, like, $10,000. And, of course, they don't check his ID because he has money. He makes a point about that. And he loses all his money within an hour. And he, you know, walks downtown, but he finds a poker game, mm-hmm. you know. And the next trip back, he, you know, he runs his money up playing poker. And, you know, and then to see what he had to deal with as someone who's Chinese, with Chinese parents, you know, and the way that he had to, the way that he had to say, I'm going to become a professional poker player. And his mm-hmm. dad's like, if you leave this house, you'll never come back. Well, you know, Johnny won the world championships by the time he was 27, I think. And
mm-hmm.
so, you know, parents now, when he said from then on, when he went back to town, his dad couldn't wait to say, hey, you remember my son Johnny, the world champion of poker?
You want his autograph. What was your, I wanted to ask you this question, Phil. I shared a story of my first game of poker. I wanted to ask you, when was your first game of poker and what were the situations around it?
Well, I mean, one thing that gave me the drive that I have to succeed is I have four younger brothers and sisters. So, and they all had better grades than me, and they all seemed to do better athletically than me. So I had to hang on to something, so I had to be able to beat them all at games. And so whatever games we played, I studied a lot. I really worked hard on the tactics and playing the game perfectly, and I suppose that's where my temper tantrums rose up from, is if my brothers or sisters ever threw, like, a lucky roll to beat me, you know, at a game of whatever, or maybe they caught a lucky card to make a straight or a flush, and be like, oh, that's just so unbelievable. You weren't supposed to make that play. And and that gave them enormous satisfaction to beat me, as it does the people, you know, these
mm-hmm.
days.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started playing poker a long time ago with my neighborhood friends and with my family. And my first professional game, I just stumbled on at the Memorial Union in Madison, Wisconsin. This is the place, man, where you can smoke pot in the open, but they don't want you. Good years ago, but they didn't want you to, you know, gamble.
Right, exactly.
Because
so,
those two don't go hand in hand, of course.
No, so we had, right, no, I mean, no, I'm not a drug guy, but we used to play with these, you know, the old days, you used to play with these, like, red, white, and blue plastic chips. You know the ones I'm talking about?
I have my first set.
Still got it.
You mean so I'm not supposed to use those now, Phil?
No, I'm not supposed to use those. So, but we used Austrian coins, and we played a game called Hold'em. So they didn't really know we were gambling. And that's kind of, you know, where my first, I guess, professional game was, although it was maybe a $10 buy-in. Way back when.
You know, I know you've got to run. Thank you for joining us here today. But I've got one more question for you. And, you know, it's kind of this question that I hope the book and I hope what you're doing, I hope we move beyond it. And that is the misconception about poker players. We just touched on it a little bit. But I wanted to ask you, is there one thing that someone might say about poker players that would just have the hair on your back stand up?
Well, I don't like it when these players' integrity is in question, because, you know, 80% of these players, or maybe 90-85%, have done everything perfectly when it comes to ethics and integrity. And we don't, you know, if I loan someone sitting across the table from me, you know, there's a whole group of guys throughout my life, they say, throw me $50,000, and I'll just throw the chips over there, boom, here's 50. And I don't think twice about it, and I think that in real society what people do is they write a contract for a loan and all this BS, you know? And I just say, well, when can you pay me? And they say, oh, later today. Boom, there's $50,000. And that's the kind of integrity that the top players have, where you don't even have to question their word for $50,000 or $100,000. And so I don't think that there are a lot of misconceptions about poker players out there. I really don't. I think that ESPN has shown the personalities. And I think that, you know, I think Joan Rivers has personally, you know, dealt us a little blow.
Mm.
But I think that, you know, I do bristle when I hear some of the stuff that's said.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, people, the average person watching that just really, you know, they got it. Because, you know, part of what you're watching is you're just watching how absolutely pristine Annie's business acumen is. I mean, it's amazing. Benny, you wanted to...
Well, I was just going to say, you know, for Phil on where he's coming from is he's been doing what's so-called the grind. I mean, the big-time players from way back, and, you know, and he's listed many of these great, you know, fabulous people in his book, you know the Doyle Bronsons. You know, what is your real take on, like, the online celebs? You know, they're kind of making their way. Do
yeah,
you think they really
question.
Deserve to be in those seats where you have earned, obviously, from all the bracelets you won? I mean, what's your, not super fast, but, you know, your take on the online guys?
Well, I think that what happens is some of these online guys are good stories. I think, look, it's about television mm-hmm. to a certain degree, right? I mean, ESPN wants rating, NBC wants ratings, and so they pit old school against new school. So they know when they have the heroes of the internet playing against me and Daniel Negreanu
right.
and Phil Ivey and Doyle Brunson mm-hmm. and some of the other great players, Chan, Eric Seidel.
Mm-hmm.
They know when they put those guys against us that people are going to watch.
Sure.
And so as some of these guys have truly, you know, earned that spot, they've earned that shot, because if you start with, like, no money and you win $10 million on the internet sitting in your living room, that's pretty cool. And, you know, I mean, you have to give that player some respect.
Sure.
And so we don't mind competing against those guys, and I think it's good for television rating.
Mm-hmm.
Did they really earn their spots, you know, so far? No, but no one's, you know, proclaiming them to be great. We've mm-hmm. had internet players that were supposed to be the greatest thing since sliced bread, and lo and behold, you know, 9 months later, they're broke. I've had
yeah.
guys tell me, this is the greatest player ever. He won $3 million on the internet. He played in the biggest games. He crushed them. And then two or three of those guys, you're like, well, where is he? Oh, well, he's broke now. He disappeared back home for a while.
Well, I have to tell you, I am looking forward to your autobiography, Poker Brat. I know it's coming out in 2010. One of the things, or a few of the things people don't know about you, Phil, and I want to mention them because I think it's important, is that,
well,
you know, you contribute. You contribute to Habitat for Humanity. You contribute to charitable contributions. And by the way, you know, people don't know, you've given away all of your WSOP bracelets to family and friends, exception of the first.
I've done that, and the other thing I'm kind of proud of is
uh-huh.
that, you know, is that I've never cheated on my wife in, what is it, 20 years now? Almost 20 years we've been together, and, you know, it gets tougher and tougher. I'm a man, I admit it. You know, it gets tougher and tougher when these models are, they see this persona of this bad boy, and so, but I'm proud of that, you know, and I mean, I'm a family guy, and I spend,
mm-hmm.
you know, I don't live in Las Vegas like the other 50 players in the world. I'm the 49, the 50th, you know, the one out of 50 that lives still in Northern California with his wife and kids. And so, you know, I mean, I would like people to remember that I'm a family man first.
Well, I do remember that. I will remember that. And with your two boys. And, you know, what do you say to your boys? You know, how do you describe your profession?
Well, my boys are getting a lot older now.
Yeah.
So they see it. Their friends see me on TV all the time. And, you know, and now, of course, you can YouTube all of my antics. So,
nice.
You know, their friends are well-versed in what Phil has done. And I think it's a little embarrassing for my kids.
Yeah. My dad can call your dad out. Yeah, that's what they're waiting for.
Your dad just threw a temper
yeah.
tantrum on me.
Yes, he has. Oh, and I have something I want to ask for. I want to ask you for something, Phil. Okay? I would love to interview your wife.
It's possible she would do a radio interview.
Yes.
Just yesterday she was pitched on, they want to do a show about the wives of the most famous gamblers. And
totally. I would love to do that.
A doctor, and she's like, she's gone a long ways out of her way to avoid press, and she gets mad when ESPN shows her. I'm like, honey, they've shown you like 10 minutes in like 40 hours of Phil coverage. You know, I mean, they've requested. So, I mean, basically, she has a deal with the producers where they won't show her very much. And she even gets mad when she's shown for 30 seconds. So she's kind of the anti-Phila. I love a little fresh cheese.
That's probably why you guys are together. Phil, thank you so much for joining us. Do you want to share a personal message with folks today?
Oh, you know, I mean, I think that people out there that are listening to this, you know, should think big in life, you know, mm-hmm. and go for things. And, you know, one of the things that I do is I write down, you know, I write down my goals on my bathroom mirror. I have two things, my goals, and the other thing that I like to write down is my blessings. And so when I get up in the morning, I see what I'm intending to do over the next few years. And so that gets me a little focused. And then I read my blessings, and I'm like, wow, that's really cool. And so I'm in a good mood. And so that's kind of a trick that I use that I think, you know, that I love to share, because I think if I can help a couple million people, then that's the benefits come back to me and society.
Wow, Phil, I love you. Thank you so much for joining us here today. This is a powerful story. For those of you that think you're down and out, these stories will change your life. And we're looking forward to having you back when your autobiography comes on, Phil. Thank you so much. It's pokerbrat.com is the website. Pokerbrat.com is the website. For more information about The Dr. Pat Show, go to www.thedrpatshow.com.
I just want to leave with one thing. I want to see the Poker Brat go against Mike the Mouth Mattisau. That's a battle in itself right there. There's no poker being played. It's just the two of them going at it.
Okay, you heard it first, Phil.
Mike has a good heart. Mike has a good heart, and he has an autobiography that's just come out called Check Raising the Devil.
Yeah.
And he's mad that I didn't put him in my book.
I was going to ask you how you're living the life now, not doing that.
Because I was over at his house like two nights ago watching the Lakers game. Because, I mean, he has a good heart, actually. He's a good guy. And so, I mean, whenever I'm with him and I'm with a player that's in the book, I'm like, well, you know that Lane Flack's in the book, right, Mike? And then that just drives Mike nuts. How could Lane make it in there? And I'm like, well, Lane has 6 world championships, Mike. Oh.
Yeah. Go back to the game.
You know what I feel coming on, Phil, and I hope you're open to this? Having the both of you on to do a radio show with the both of you guys. What do you think about that? Can you think about that for a little bit?
Okay, you got it. I'll tell my people. My people will call your people.
Tell your people, and then tell his people, and let's set it up. We will have a blast. Thank you, Phil, so much for joining us here today.
Have a good one, guys.
You too. Okay. Thank you. Wow, you heard it first, Benny. What are you thinking?
I want that battle. I really want the mouth versus the book, the Poker Brat. That's the game of games.
I think Phil's still on the line. I hope we're not making you kind of weirded out with the show, are we?
No, I love it. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, we do have a lot of fun. And I want to thank you so much for doing what you're doing. Because I have to tell you, as a girl growing up, and I don't know if, you know, Annie covers this in the book or not, but as a girl growing up, you aren't really allowed to say that you played poker. And you certainly couldn't, in my lifetime, you couldn't sit around the table when the relatives were playing. Even as I grew up as a teenager, you know, it wasn't okay for you to sit there. You could watch, but you couldn't play. So I had to settle for Joe's basement, but I'm okay with that. Times are changing. So there you go. I'm ready to play. Thank you. Thank you, Phil. Thank you so much. And please give your wife a heads up, okay?
Okay, have a good one.
You too. All right, everybody, we're going to take a short break here on the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Louise Hay has shown millions of people how to heal their lives. You can be next. Now, Louise's inspirational life story is captured in the new You Can Heal Your Life, the movie. This loving portrait of Louise and the impact of her life work features guest appearances by Wayne Dyer, Cheryl Richardson, Doreen Virtue, and more. See the movie that's changing lives, now available on DVD. To watch a free preview, visit www.youcanhealyourlifemovie.com.
Are you one of the millions of frustrated people who can't take off weight or keep it off on a low-fat or low-calorie diet? It's hard, isn't it? Well, don't despair another day. The Sugar-Free Miracle Diet is the answer to your prayers. I'm Karen Bentley, and I lost 130 pounds on this program. I'm also the founder and CEO of the Sugar-Free Miracle Diet Company. Go to sugarfreemiracle.com, that's sugarfreemiracle.com, and get started today.
Chocolate, not only sensual, but powerful. Shisai Dark Unprocessed Chocolate, highest level of antioxidants in a simple food. Did you know science has shown dark chocolate could help you lose weight? Did you know that you can actually improve your overall health by eating dark chocolate? Or that you can enjoy eating chocolate 3 or more times a day, guilt-free? Did you know that chocolate actually has a bliss factor? Life with chocolate couldn't be sweeter. LifeWithChocolate.net.
Do you or a loved one have chronic pain? ABC Health Solutions introduces Ferroblock, a fabric that relieves chronic pain with no side effects. Ferroblock's unique construction of micro-thin stainless steel and nylon interrupts EMFs, or high-frequency waves, from damaging our cells, causing inflammation and pain. Call 253-631-8270 or visit abchealthsolutions.biz to see a short video regarding Ferroblock. That's abchealthsolutions.biz.
What's ahead for you or your business in 2008? Get your custom roadmap for next year from internationally known astrologer Madeline Gerwick. Find out how to best focus your time and energy for the challenges and opportunities ahead. Call Madeline Gerwick at Polaris Business Guides for a personal or business consultation. Also ask about good timing for important events. Call toll-free 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300.
From a place of special energy, the Sedona tools are specially crafted to work with the disruptive emotional energies of traumatic experience. You can release and resolve the past, move gracefully through the present, and attract the future you wish with power that's already yours. Your intent and creative visualization. Now work with the right tools. Visit thesedonatools.com. That's the S-E-D-O-N-A tools.com.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome, everyone. I have been so jazzed to speak with Allison Sweeney. I'm telling you, I am such a fan of The Biggest Loser. I've also just loved the role that she plays. They couldn't have picked someone more perfect for that position. She's joining me here today because guess what? Tables are turned. She is now part of a 30-day challenge, a very important initiative, one that we're thrilled to be part of here on the Dr. Pat Show. Allison, thank you so much for joining us here today. This is so exciting, isn't it?
It's really exciting. I love it. It's funny, the tables are turned, and it's an opportunity for me to really get an idea of what the contestants go through. And, you know, for me, it's just been about focusing on giving myself an opportunity to focus on myself and my health and pay attention to that after my daughter was born and give it the attention it needs.
When, you know, for those people listening, I mean, after your daughter is born, you know, it's probably unlike many people out there right now that, you know, you have a child and yeah, people expect you to, you know, kind of have a few pounds, but you're in a very different position. People expect you to get back in shape like ASAP.
Well, you know, I think that that's true. Certainly in Hollywood, those expectations are higher than maybe other professions. But I think one of the great things about the show that I'm a part of is that we really focus on health. We want people to be healthy and fit and able to spend their lives with their kids and their grandkids and all that. So we're not putting, I don't think, unrealistic expectations on the viewer at home or on people like me, you know, who are just regular people just trying to, you know, get right, get fit and healthy. And so I gave myself a goal, which was getting ready for the finale. And I thought I did a great job. Am I at my, you know, perfect weight goal? No, but I'm on that path, and I did a good job getting ready for it. So I was excited.
Well, we were excited for you. I mean, everybody is like, you know, just cheering. I mentioned earlier, and I don't know if you heard this when you came on in the first segment, that, you know, I watched my sister grow to about 450, and honestly, it had to be more than that, 450 pounds, and I watched that. And there wasn't any Biggest Loser. There wasn't any, you know, Nintendo Wii sports, you know, for her. And so it's been a passion of mine to get as much out there as possible about what we can do.
Yeah.
What can we do? What can we say about, you know, what Nintendo has done? How will this change the landscape for average, everyday people to lose weight and be fit and be healthy?
That's the best part about what the EA Sports Active has done is, first of all, I think the main thing that's important that they did was they broke past the idea of it just being about a workout, because the truth is, it's not. You have to work out to lose weight, to get healthy, but it is, you know, it is part and parcel with nutrition. That is, you know, the biggest part of this journey is you have to learn how to eat right, and you have to learn how to work out in the right way. So EA Sports Active has done a great job of, like, partnering with nutrition experts, and Bob Green is Oprah's trainer, and he talks a lot about, you know, how to balance your whole life so that you're getting healthier everywhere, and committing to a change in your life as opposed to a specific diet that you follow that you're going to that one day stop doing and then you're going to gain the weight back, you know? This is a weight loss. This is a change for life. And incorporating a workout routine like the Nintendo Wii EA Sports Active is exactly one of those tools you can have for the rest of your life to be healthy. And the great thing about the Wii is that it's not, or the EA Sports Active is that it's not boring. It's interactive in a way that, and it can allow you to customize your workouts for what you're in the mood for that day, or if you have an injury, or if you want to focus on something. And the 30-day challenge is great because it really introduces you to all the different workouts. If you've never been to a gym before, it shows you how to do the routines. It keeps you on point of what you need to do to reach your weight loss goals, and I think that's fantastic.
I think it's awesome. I think it actually is a paradigm shift. It's really new. It's kind of like we've taken health and fitness to, you know, to the, beyond the 21st century. We've really taken it to a reality that average people, everyday average people, or people that are busy, whatever that is, people can plug in here and join in the scheme of things. How does it feel, because I watched you on air, how does it feel to be sort of having this baseline where you actually find out your results immediately?
That's also a really big part of it. I think that people let their disappointment at not losing pounds on the scale frustrate them, and it makes it easier to give up, frankly. And I think that one of the things that EA Sports Active does by showing you how many calories you burn, showing you that how your effort contributed to the weight loss, so that it really gives you a nice grid to understand, like, okay, this one I need to work harder at, or I wasn't giving it 100% here and look at where I suffered, but this one I did better, so my calorie count went up. And getting the opportunity to really look at those numbers and that graph shows you how hard you're working and shows you how it's paying off, so that you really understand the benefits.
And, you know, what I loved about it, as I was watching you and Ellen work out on TV, it's like, if this is where I am today, I have a baseline. I know what I have to do to either improve on this. I mean, did you find that you used that aspect of it as well?
Absolutely. I'm a really competitive person. So, yeah, I definitely took advantage of the fact that you're playing against yourself. You can challenge yourself to reach new limits and to push yourself. And that's what I think is really great about the game, too, is that it offers you, you know, different levels of intensity. So that if you're brand new, you've never worked out a day in your life, this is the game for you, because this is a product for you, because it starts you at square one, introduces you to the idea of working out, gets you moving your body. And then if as you become more seasoned and better at it, you up the levels of intensity and you challenge yourself. And you can continue to use it throughout, even if you're a very active, athletic person.
You know, I love having this conversation with you. I've watched you week after week, Allison. And, you know, this season especially, there were some amazing, heartfelt stories on The Biggest Loser. some of the youngest people that you've ever had and perhaps some of the oldest you've ever had. And, you know, you are the mother of two children. Are you concerned about fitness and the level of obesity in our country right now?
Yeah, extremely concerned. I'm concerned in the childhood obesity. The numbers are going up in epidemic proportions in this country, and it's frightening. It's definitely alarming, and the lack of information that's out there, it still boggles the mind that I meet people who want to lose weight and get healthy and watch our show and contestants that come on our show who don't know what an empty calorie is. And they don't know what a carb is versus and you can bandy about these words, but if you don't know what it means, you can't follow through on it. And that's, it's just getting that information out there, and this is another great tool for that too, but it's just getting that information out there to people who are going to understand that a salad is not better for you when it's iceberg lettuce and ranch dressing and fried chicken. That's not the same thing. You might as well be having a burger then, and getting that information out there is surprisingly difficult.
And this is also part of where this conversation represents, Allison. There is for those of us that have been touched so deeply and right at the heart, which watching the struggles of people and the accomplishments of people, it is inspirational as well. And I wanted to ask you, what inspires you about your own personal journey to really lose weight and stay fit, and the people that you interact with on the show? What inspires you?
Well, obviously, being with my kids inspires me, and I couldn't say that strongly enough. It's just seeing how active they are, and wanting to be a part of that with them is inspiring. It's motivating and encouraging, and just knowing, that they are going to lead this active life, and I want him to have, and my daughter to have, unlimited potential. I want them to be able to do whatever they set their hearts to, and that includes that one of the main contributors to that is to have a healthy body that allows you, if you want to be a rock climber, if you want to go hiking, if you want to run a marathon, if you want whatever you want to do in your life, I don't want anything to step in your way, and that one of the main things for that is your health. And I have my son out there already. He's 4 years old, and he does little kid soccer and football and all those little games, and it's hilarious, but basically it's just running around. Get him running around outside, not watching TV, little things like that. Put him on the right path, and teaching them that vegetables are good, are yummy, and fruits yummy, and that can be a delicious dessert is a very big part of a component of being a good parent.
Well, I remember what Popeye did for spinach back in the day, so to speak, Allison, before you were born. But I remember what Popeye did for spinach. What do you think, or who do you think is out there right now, out there inspiring people to help them understand the importance of fitness and the importance of losing weight?
The Biggest Loser. that we're out there trying to do for all vegetables and healthy eating what Popeye did for spinach. Jillian and Bob do that in an amazing way. And it's so encouraging to see how many kids watch our show, actually, and how are inspired by our show, because it is so important to get that message out there and to encourage kids to be fit and have fun with that. And you do see, there are shows that do try to encourage kids to get outside and play and how, but it's hard, there isn't a clear role model in that way. You fight the good fight every day, the green, and nothing makes me happier than when my kid pulls a green bean off the counter and asks if he can have it. And I try to pretend like, oh, all right, just a few, you're going to ruin your dinner. I pretend. It's so funny, but, it just makes you feel good to know that they're getting a healthy meal because of you.
There are a lot of shows out there, Allison, and I have to tell you that I so enjoy what you do on that show, and I so enjoy what you're doing now. I could see you from time to time tear up. I watch the emotions on your face. I have to tell you, I love you for being you.
Oh, you're so sweet to say that. Thank you. I love my show. I love my job, and I'm so lucky to have the opportunity to spend my days with people who inspire me like that. and encouraged me to keep fighting and to keep going for it and believing in myself. And they challenge me all the time. So I'm thrilled and lucky to do what I do.
Allison, personal message for folks today.
Sorry, I lost you.
Do you have a personal message for our listeners today? And thank you so much for joining us here.
Oh, I'm so glad to be here. I didn't talk to you. I think the personal message is to believe in yourself and to know that you're worth it. One of the main things we talk about all the time is that people are so busy with their lives and taking care of their kids and their families. And obviously those things are so important. I mean, I agree. But that you are worth it and your kids are worth it to you. You set a good example. Be a good role model of health and fitness and you would want them to take that time for themselves. So you need to set the example that you need to take that time for yourself to be healthy. And that means, you know, whether that means going to the gym or taking them for a hike, a family hike, and introducing them to that kind of fitness that way and making them a part of it, or, you know, making healthier dinners at night. Even if they, you know, hate you for it in the moment, they're going to love you for it later. And those little decisions all along the way are the best thing you can do for your kids and the best thing you can do for yourself.
Thank you, Allison, for joining us here today. Thank you so much, and keep doing what you're doing. We love you.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, everyone, EASportsActive.com is the website. We'll be right back.
Have you ever thought about having your own internet talk show? Well, if you said yes, then click About Us. Then click Be a Host to get more information. Or just call Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417.
Say that again.
480-294-6417. VoiceAmerica.com. The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you ready to blaze the trail with your product or service, but you're unsure how to bring it to the marketplace without compromising your integrity? Andrea Adler, founder of Holistic PR and known as the High Priestess of Spiritual Marketing, takes you on a journey that will transform everything you think about marketing. Call 505-983-7777 or visit holisticpr.com. That's HOLISTICPR.com.
Ladies, your soul is whispering to you. Are you listening? Imagine a woman's magazine dedicated to your inner journey and the deeper aspects of a woman's life. Do you feel an inner tugging of the heart? A desire to live deeper and connect more fully? Aspire magazine features inspiring articles, interviews, and more, and is the premier inspirational and spiritual publication for women. Aspire magazine, inspiration for a woman's soul. Subscribe today at aspiremag.net and have inspiration delivered right to your door.
Picture yourself standing in the ancient stone circle of Stonehenge or gazing in awe at Egypt's Great Pyramid and Sphinx. Visualize participating in shamanic ceremonies at Machu Picchu or receiving a timely message from the Oracle of Delphi. Rejuvenate your path of personal growth and renew your spirit by traveling to the world's sacred sites with Body Mind Spirit Journeys and other like-minded travelers. Visit BodyMindSpiritJourneys.com or call 800-231-9888.
The 8th Annual Conscious Life Expo and Film Festival is coming up February 8th through the 11th at the Los Angeles Hilton, and it promises to be a bigger success than ever before, bringing together cutting-edge leaders and lecturers. Confirmed speakers include Byron Katie, Gay Hendricks, Peaceful Warriors Dan Millman, best-selling authors Daniel Brinkley and Lynn Andrews, Eric Pearl, Dr. Joe Dispenza, celebrity psychic Linda Drake, and author and personality Vaishali. That's just some of the many guest lecturers that'll be there. Enjoy a comedy night, conscious business symposium, and music throughout the entire weekend. Not only will you be able to mingle with like-minded people, you'll be able to enhance your own self-growth by being at one of the largest premier mind, body, and spirit events in the United States. Go to ConsciousLifeExpo.com or call 800-367-5777 for early booking. For more info, visit ConsciousLifeExpo.com.
You know the secret, but you still have questions. Explore life's deeper meaning. See One the Movie, now available on DVD. Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Now, the film phenomenon that has been transforming hearts across the world is available online at onetheproject.com. I encourage you to experience this incredible movie for yourself and uncover the riches of your soul today.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life.
This is about going deeper so that dieting becomes a thing of the past. Wouldn't that be nice?
Absolutely, because until you can make peace with who you are, the whole of who you are, then there is always going to be something in the way of that.
Then you look back into your past and come up with all of the excuses for the choices that we've made in our life, in my estimation.
How did you get a copy of my bio? That just sounded exactly like what happened at 40.
Yeah.
We have Jay from Alberta, Canada, and he has an awesome question in store and ready to go for us.
Hey, Jay, welcome to the show.
Spiritual constipation.
Oh, I love that.
And I just wondered, I don't know if you see that with people who are actually taking lots of courses and not going with the flow, or they're forcing divine timing, you know?
Yes, I have seen it, but I have seen it mostly with myself, Jay. And so I can talk from my own experience. When you make a class or a course your source, then you are in for some remorse.
Congressman McDermott.
This is probably the best hour I've spent on the radio in my congressional career, and I want to thank you very much for doing this show.
I so feel the pain in your voice from this. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel it as if it were my own, because I know that we step out in life and we expect the people around us mm-hmm. to honor us and appreciate us exactly as we are. The other side of that is it becomes a double-edged thing, especially when we honor them exactly as they are.
Mm-hmm.
So in the journey, the satisfaction and the love for yourself has to begin with you. You will become invincible. Invincible. And I think what this book does, and, you know, I don't want to sound like, cliche. Bottom line is, this really is about loving yourself. It doesn't matter if you're 5'2" and 180 pounds. This is really about getting to that place, at least for me, Rhonda, getting to that place where everyone gets to feel the love. I really do.
Thank you, Dr.
I love
Pat,
what you're
and
doing.
I am just so excited about your future and how you're exploding. So more people need Dr. Pat.
Dr. Pat is a syndicated radio show that's moving to television, that is going to become an international brand, that it's going to have millions behind it because it's going to have a capital component that's capitalized. And the five profit centers include merchandise, workshops and seminars, residual income through a super membership website on success, and all the accessories that go with it, a franchise store chain that puts the best of mental success out in stores that we can get in malls. Now we have five profit centers starting to emerge underneath the game plan that I'm just highlighting very quickly for Dr. Pat, and it's the first page, and everybody gets what the plan is. That's a power plan. Now people are starting to sit up a different posture in their chair, and they're starting to say, oh, is that what she's doing? And the difference of understanding that in the first page is the framework of actually doing it or just dreaming about it and never getting it done.
I sang to her and she heard every word that I had to tell. Her voice was true. She said, you're coming through. I feel you deep in every. every cell. Sometimes you gotta hear with more than just your ears, and let the words soak in to the pores of your skin, and let the music roll into the cells of your soul, and then you lock it away deep in your DNA.
Wow. Why don't we go to a break? Thank you so much. It's just absolutely beautiful. And I will grab the tissues. Thank you. Otz Kilcher.
Big kiss for you and all you folks out there, too.
Thank you for listening to The Dr. Pat Show, radio to thrive by. To contact Dr. Pat, visit thedrpatshow.com. Tune in next Thursday for another dynamic hour of The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile.